We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we're your local Maximize Living Corrective Care Chiropractors, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know right now people want to be healthy, want to be restored, renewed, repaired, but we don't know really where to go. We don't know how to actually experience true health and healing. And so in our clinic, with what we do, is that our goal is to remove the interference in people's spine and their lifestyle that could be detrimental. And we want to allow their body to heal and function at 100%. And so with what we do with the five essentials, they're not just five good ideas, but they're actually essential to your health and healing. Essential number one is our mindset. What is our mindset behind? What does it mean to actually heal and function? Do we believe our body is designed to heal? Do we believe that that it's fearfully and wonderfully made? Do we believe that everything is working for us, never against us? And if do we support that? Do we support that with our actions? Number two is our spinal health. Our brain, spinal cord, nervous system controls everything in the body, and the brain sends signals down the spine across the nerves to every single cell tissue and organ of the body. And if the spine is not healthy, the nervous system cannot be healthy. And so we got to make sure our spine is well and that you're taking care of that. Essential number three is nutrition. Are we fueling our body with the right nutrients and minerals we need to heal and function? Number four is, are we moving? Are we moving our joints? Are we exercising? Are we sweating every day, getting oxygen into our lungs? And then number five is, are we minimizing chemicals? Are we minimizing toxins in our environment that are detrimental to our health? And so if we look at those five essentials, that is a healthcare delivery system. It's a healthcare delivery model, which is what we are focused on in our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're going to call in at all today on the show, which most people do, or text in any questions you may have, the number to do that is 314-586-6100. That's 314-586-6100.
Yeah, so Dr. Nick, wanted to bring up this cool article I read the other day. It's called Cure as an Experience. And so a lot of times, you know, in healthcare and then we're going out trying to get healthy, or when we're having chronic illnesses or other things ailing our bodies, we hear that word cure or normal within that realm. And, you know, a lot of us, when we have that cure, we're seeking that normalcy within our bodies. And we get to that point, we think, all right, this is awesome. But then when things go awry again, you know, whether the cancer comes back or the stomach issues come back or whatever it is, then our minds go back to, well, my body must be broken. It must not be able to heal. And that's absolutely false. And I want to just encourage everyone to have that mindset that your body is resilient. Your body is absolutely has the power in it to heal. And now it's whether or not we can get to the cause of what might be the issue, or whether or not your mindset is in the right place. And so this article is really, it was a really good one. It's kind of opened up my mind to the buzzword wellness. We hear that word a lot going around right now. It's just the buzzword. Hey, what is wellness? How do I get well? You know, there's all these companies that have that word in it now. And what it says here is, as an experience, if we experience the normal or achieve that normalcy, then that could be well. And then even more about it, wellness is more about one's experience of life. Mm. And I love that phrase.
Wow.
And
yeah, it's way really more than like an essential oil.
Yeah.
Jeez. But I love that. Like, let's stick on that word for a second, because like wellness, you know, like unfortunately a lot of things get lumped into that, you know, like keto diet, wellness, taking a supplement, wellness, essential oils, wellness, CBD oil, wellness. It's like anything that's not medicine is wellness.
Yeah.
But my concern with that word is that, like, I would love that definition. Is what was it again? Experience life?
Yeah, wellness is more about one's experience of life.
Wow. Wow.
I liked it.
And I love that. I mean, wellness, the experience of life, the abundance of life, the ability to experience life without sickness, symptoms, and disease. I mean, those are awesome things to shoot to attain and achieve. My concern with what as a culture we're lumping in as wellness is really not wellness, because we still don't get it. Now, don't get me wrong, taking essential oils, CBD oil, whatever it is, working out, whatever, like all to getting adjusted. Like the concern I have with everything that gets lumped into wellness is that the application of those of that care is still not accurate in our culture, where someone says they're being well, but they do it in response to a symptom mm-hmm. or a sickness or a disease, you know, versus actually being proactive. As I said, last show is that if we believe our body is designed to heal, and that we believe there's things that you can do to achieve that health, that level of health, then why would we wait for to be sick, ill, symptomatic, and diseased to actually do the same exact things? And so I think we've got to change our mindset behind how we are applying the things that we consider wellness. You know, essential oils, CBD oil, chiropractic, for instance, mm-hmm. Eating healthy and clean, doing keto, detoxing, whatever it is, it shouldn't be in response to a sickness, symptom, or disease, but it actually should be part of your daily lifestyle. And so unfortunately, what I see, even in the supplement world, I see people, well, I have this symptom, so I'm going to take this pill for this symptom. And that's the medical mind. That's a medical thought process, is that we got to change that our body is way more complicated and beneficial to you if we look at doing things on a proactive scale, taking supplement to what? To stay healthy, getting adjusted, getting your spine corrected to stay healthy, eating a kale salad to stay healthy, not just to lose weight. And so I'm going to step back and say, okay, how are we applying wellness? Like, not just, hey, what is the definition, which is to experience life, right? But how are we applying wellness? And I see that in the supplement world, where people say, well, I have this, so I'm going to take this. I have this, I'm going to take this. Or I have a fever, now I'm going to use essential oils. Or I have this, I'm going to use this. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a place for that, but not as a primary definition of wellness in our life. Mm-hmm. And so I think we got to change it. So really, my question for you is, like, what are you doing to stay well? What are you doing to stay well? And you guys can even respond to this. Like, what are you doing to stay well? So the number that you can text in, which I want to know what you're doing right now to stay well, the number is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. You can text this number right now, and I can see what you're doing to be proactive and to stay well.
Yeah, it's cool, because a lot of people, we're trying to do all these things. There's lots of gurus, there's lots of doctors, or even just regular people out there trying to deliver an experience where we can be well in our lives. But in the real thick of things, it comes down to us. And we've talked about before how taking it upon ourselves, our responsibility is our health. And no one else is going to do that. Not our insurance, not our spouse, not our dad or mom or whoever it is. We have to see it within ourselves. And then when we recognize, hey, I have these symptoms, this must be a warning sign that something's wrong in my body, or this must be a warning sign that something's not healing like it should be. And that's where you take the preventative of action step. Hey, I'm going to continue to do my workouts. I'm going to maybe up it. I'm going to maybe get adjusted more, or whatever it is. But you've already done that, and that symptom is just some sort of warning sign. Hey, check in July. You got to check something else out. And I think that really is the definition of wellness, where you're experiencing your life and the fact that you're so in tune with your body that you're understanding, okay, there's something off here. I gotta put more into it to get more out of it.
Yeah, and so to share a testimony, because I love sharing stories, because really a testimony is a story of true health and healing. And so to share a testimony of someone who wasn't all about wellness, his name's John. And I'll never forget when John came in, middle-aged man. And so he came in, he's like, yeah, I was just told to come here. My wife heard you on the radio show, and she called in and just made me an appointment. And I go, okay, well, John, what's going on? And he goes, well, I have this back pain that's on and off for years, and I want to be able to play golf again. And I go, is that it? Is anything else going on with your health? He goes, nope, that's it. I just want to get rid of this back pain so I can play golf again. And so as I went through his history, because every new patient, what we do is we sit down with them, we go over their health history, we go over their health goals, and really figure out how they got where they are and how we're going to get them well and healthy without drugs or surgery. And we did a full exam. So we did a full exam of his posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and then we did a full set of x-rays. And so through that process, we determined that sports as a teenager had really damaged his lower back and his cervical spine. A couple traumas, played football, and he'd been playing golf for years. And so I said, John, is there anything else you could think of that would have contributed to really how bad your spine looks on these x-rays? Because the x-rays looked awful. I go, is there anything else that you can think of that would have contributed to this, your lower back having bone spurs and disc space degeneration and causing this low back pain? He goes, well, come to think of it, when I was in my 20s, I fell off a 5-foot balcony, and I landed on my butt, and it went straight through my lower back. And ever since then, that's when it all started. I've been having those lower back pain issues. And I go, that makes complete sense, because when we look at these x-rays, there's a significant level of degeneration causing the back pain. But not only that causing the back pain, but these same nerves go to the gut health. They also go to the prostate. They also go down your leg to your knees. And he goes, is that why one of my knees is hurting? I go, based off of the x-rays, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And so we started to get John's spine adjusted. We started to take him through specific chiropractic protocols of really getting his body to heal and function from the inside out. And what's amazing is now John, when he comes into the clinic, he goes, and so my low back pain is completely gone. I'm playing better golf than I have in years, and I have more range of motion. I can back out of the driveway without being tight in my neck. I can actually sit at my desk and not have to get up because of pain. And he goes, you guys have changed my life. I mean, my wife listening to the radio show and calling in literally changed my life, and you guys had a huge part to play in that. And I go, John, what's next for you? What do you want to see? He goes, well, I'm in my early 50s, and I really want to be able to travel the world with my grandkids someday. And I don't want to have this pain hold me back from experiencing life. And so, you know, for John, I think about his life and the trajectory that he's headed now, knowing that he's coming to our clinic to maintain the changes and to actually experience life, and to the definition of wellness, like he's actually trying to be well for prevention. And I wonder how many people are listening now who are like, man, I have back pain and I just thought it was normal and I'm just going to deal with it. Or maybe you think like, hey, I'm sick of dealing with it. Or, well, our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening to the show and you're like, I need to see if you can help me with my back pain, normally it's $140 to come into our clinic, which does include x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to pick up the phone. You got to call. When you call right now, we will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now, my team will answer the phone for you and get you scheduled. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are your local Maximize Living Corrective Care Chiropractors, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We know right now people want to be healthy. They want to be renewed. They want to be restored. And so what we got to do is we got to say, okay, how have you gotten to where you are today? How do we take you where you need to go and want to go? And what's the avenue of getting there? And that's through the healthcare delivery system that we've developed in our clinic. It's called the five essentials of maximized living. Essential number one is our mindset, having the right mindset behind how your body's designed to heal and desires to heal. Number two is our nervous system, our spine and our nervous system. Number three is our nutrition. Number four is exercise. And number five is detoxing. If we look at those five essentials, we realize that if we apply these to our life, then we're going to get the results that we want. What we can't do is do what everyone else is doing with their health, waiting until things get bad, waiting until there's pain, just medicating yourself to death and getting multiple surgeries and just not really taking responsibility. And so my hope and prayer every show is that we're reaching into your life and we're saying, okay, We do have a part to play. There's something called the power of choice. And what can we do today that's going to influence your health for tomorrow? We understand that the principles of getting healthy, the five essentials that we just went over, which is mindset, nervous system, nutrition, exercise, and detoxing, the principles, everyone agrees that this makes complete sense, that your nervous system has to be healthy. You have to eat clean. You got to detox. All these things matter. Everyone would agree with that, that the principles are simple, but the application in our culture is difficult. That's where the challenge comes in, and that's why we have a clinic designed to help you do just that, which is not only for us to reach the unreached and get you well and healthy, but for you to reach your health potential, right? Your unlimited, abundant potential when it comes to health, and not to be held back by sickness, symptoms, disease, medication, whatever that may be for you. If I'm speaking to somebody who's on the right track, who's in our clinic, and you're doing everything right, listen, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time until you reach the level of health that you want, that you desire. If I'm speaking to somebody who is resistant to change, resistant to health and healing, resistant to maybe even our clinic, listen, guys, like there's no options out there when it comes to the medical system to get you healthy and well. Like, more meds isn't the answer. More surgery isn't the answer most of the time. And so I'm urging you that you got to do something drastically different to get different results. And that's why we're here for you.
Remember, too, like, because of that system, you know, everybody's trying to get a quick fix, and there's cures and normalcy, and all those words are being thrown around. Remember that we are resilient. Our bodies are absolutely fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we have the power within us to heal. And that's one thing that in the clinic that we see is people come in and they say, this is just a place of healing. And they see the healing taking place, and they talk with one another, and, you know, the clinic is bustling and lots of people in there, and they have that the healing presence there. And then they understand, okay, my body absolutely can heal. It's not broken. It's not in a place where there's just no hope. And there's absolutely always a place of hope. We just have to get to the cause of it. And through the five essentials, we can address almost every issue within the body. And so that, especially when we get to the nervous system and get that to function at like it should be. But with our mindset should always be trying to focus on, okay, my body can heal. Yes, there's something going on. Yes, there's some sort of limitation that's holding me back, but it can heal. And if we can continue to keep that in the forefront in our mind, that yes, I'm going to get through this one day. Yes, it's bad right now, but I will heal. And then when we get to a place like health from within, where there are answers, then we need to take that and run with it. And sometimes the issue within is simple. It's a simple fix. And you have to just remember, okay, simplicity can lead to healing and functioning, and especially within our most powerful of ourselves, because we have a really, really powerful doctor within us. And that's the doctor that can help us heal.
Yeah, and I think, like, if you step back and say, like, is it really that simple? Is it really that easy? I think that we do have to kind of look ourselves in the mirror and be like, all the things that we've been overcomplicating for years, most likely, is actually quite simple, you know? And I think it not only gives you hope, but it gives you answers, right? I mean, if you feel bad for years, like, okay, what have you been doing with your spine? What have you been doing with your food intake? Are you drinking enough water? Are you taking the right supplements? Are you exercising? Are you detoxing? And many times the answer to all those is no. I mean, so if we think about trying to get our health back, listen, there's things you got to do. And many times the first steps are the simplest steps, whether that's calling into the show and getting a new patient appointment, whether that's drinking more water, whether that's getting your spine corrected, whether that's eating more kale, right? Doing more smoothies, going for a walk in this beautiful weather. Like, well, no matter what it is, we got to step back and say that, hey, maybe I haven't done the things I'm supposed to be doing for years. And that's okay. But at least you know that you haven't been doing it, right? If we own up to whether it's good or bad, if we own up to it, then we know we're going to get results. It's kind of like one of those things, like, if you're tired in the morning, you say, I'm tired in the morning. I ask you, when did you go to bed last night? And no one ever says, yeah, I went to bed early. No, they say, I stayed up way too late. Everyone knows the answer to that, right? And so there's always a cause and an effect. And once we wrap our head around the cause and the effect, that there's always a cause for how you're feeling. There's always a cause for that diagnosis. Whether it be complicated or simple, there's always a cause for the effect. And I think if we wrap our head around that, and we realize that maybe we have a lot of negative effects, right? Maybe we have a lot of negative things going on with their health. But if we put the work in and we start to change the cause, right? Start to remove the cause, then the body will heal. The body will heal itself.
A lot of times I've been having conversations with people, you know, talk about, you know, healing and wellness and where our culture is now. They say, oh, our ancestors did this and that. We didn't have those chronic diseases or things like that. Well, they were living most of the essentials. They were moving every day.
Yeah.
They were like hydrating and making sure those are correct. They were eating clean. They didn't have the toxins that we have in our environment. And then, you know, they always were, you know, on the go. Didn't have these devices where we just put ourselves in these stressful states constantly, and then we wonder where these chronic diseases are coming from. They were releasing constantly chemicals. They're releasing through what if it's sweat or if it, you know, their mind wasn't in that depressive state because they were moving, you know, getting their nervous system going. And so in our culture, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. We have these, you know, everything we do, it's sedentary a lot of times. We're not moving. We're not getting our minds where it should be. And so, yeah, we have to be a little more proactive than they were back even 100 years ago. And so, you know, in order to do that, we have to look at, okay, what is it in my life that I need to do? What is it in my life that I might need to do more of so that I can, you know, achieve what the ancestors, our ancestors did, or even our great-great-grandparents did? It's just crazy to think that even just 100 years ago, they didn't have these things, especially with kids. They didn't have these things happening. And, you know, it's because they did the things they were supposed to, and their lifestyles were so, so much more different than we have it now.
Yeah, and even from a chiropractic perspective, let's hang there for a second, because, you know, even back then, I mean, they were called bone setters before chiropractic was around.
Yeah.
And the traumas weren't chronic and repetitive in nature. They were acute. You know, I got kicked by a horse, or I had a major fall. And literally, there was people called bone setters that would literally, essentially, you know, in air quotes here, adjust the spine. They would literally set the bone back to where it needed to be, and the person would get better. And some people will argue, like, chiropractors, what do they do back in the day? Well, there's always been bone setter. I mean, it's always, it goes back to, like, what, Egyptian times, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
far, called, far back, China.
Yeah, China. I mean, it goes way back. And so, you know, it wasn't until the late 1800s where we actually, the founder of chiropractic discovered that, hey, this isn't just about how you feel. It's not just about your lymphatic system flowing and your blood flow, but it was actually about nerve flow and nerve conduction, that if the spine is in proper position, it causes the signals from the brain to be able to get to the body at 100%. And therefore, not only will somebody feel better when their spine is in the right position, or continues to try to be in the right position, but they'll actually function better. I mean, that's what it's all about, is function versus feeling. And so our goal in our clinic is that when people lay on the table, that this is a place of healing, that when they lay on the table, that already the body starts to, this cortisol, the stress hormones start to come down, right? And we've created this culture in our clinic that's designed to not only restore hope, but also restore the healing potential in our patients' bodies, in our bodies, right? We know that in our culture nowadays, that we are facing a level of chronic stress in our nervous system and our spine that's unprecedented. We've never actually been in this level of stress outside of, you know, of course you take the nutrition and the lack of exercise, the detox, the toxicity part, but actually just the level of chronic day in, day out stress of whether it's sitting at the computer, being on an iPhone, being on an iPad, you name it, our spine is being damaged rapidly, repetitively, day in, day out. So when people come to our clinic, when our patients come to our clinic, we consider them to be family. And so when they walk in through the doors, we want this an atmospheric change. And so they actually start to experience health and healing when they walk in. What they read is different than what the culture says. What they're doing to their spine is spinal rehab. When they lay on the table and let their stress hormones come down and allow their mind to get right with the adjustment. And when we move the bone, the body does the healing. And so when we see this happen in our clinic day in, day out, and we speak to you on the air, we know there's only one thing that's going to happen when you come in our office, and that's that you're going to heal. And so one of those patients that came in that was suffering with sickness, symptoms, and disease all across the board, his name was Sam. He's in his late 40s, and he came into the office. He heard us on the radio and came into the clinic, and he said, listen, my mid-back, upper back hurts all the time. He goes, I'm a CPA. I sit at a desk. I just thought it was my job for years, but now I'm starting to get this horrible acid reflux. And what you shared on the air on the show that he heard, right, what I shared on the air on the show that he heard, what happened is that the nerves that come out of the lower neck and upper back not only can cause pain in between the shoulder blades and the shoulders, but also it's going to affect the acid reflux into the stomach function. He goes, the doctor keeps trying me to do these these antacid medications, and it keeps making things worse, actually. He goes, I've tried doing a lot of things right in my nutrition, but for some reason my acid reflux keeps getting worse. And I showed him this nerve chart. We have a nervous system chart on every single wall in our office, and on the chart it actually shows in the lower neck those nerves branch off and go to the upper stomach, the upper GI system. And I said, if you have damage here in the spine, this is not only what's causing the pain that you're experiencing, but this is what's causing your stomach to not be able to function properly. Therefore, your acid reflux is getting worse, not getting better, regardless of the medications. Oh, and by the way, you're feeling worse and worse and worse, and it's tax season. And so now how are you going to be able to do your job? He goes, you're exactly right, Dr. Nick. This is why I'm here. I'm sick and tired of dealing with this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's time to do something about it. And so what we did is this. Is we examined his spine. We saw damage in his lower neck and his upper back, causing the disc space to degenerate, causing the bone spurs to be developing, and also causing the pressure on the nervous system to be horrible. And so we started to remove the pressure on the nervous system. We started to adjust his spine, taking pressure off the nerves, allowing his body to heal the way God intended it to. And what happened to his acid reflux? His acid reflux had decreased by 50% within weeks of getting adjusted. His upper back pain and shoulder pain is now better than it has been in years. He goes, I'm pulling 10-hour days, 12-hour days, and I'm not in pain. I'm not getting acid reflux. And I'll be honest with you, I've even kind of slipped in my diet on the weekends, and I still don't get acid reflux. He goes, you guys have literally changed my life. And he goes, I can't believe it all started with me calling into a radio show. I go, Sam, I hear that all the time. And so, listen, guys, it all started with him calling in and coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We are here. We're here local to serve you guys, to get you healthy, to get you well. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're listening to the show and you say, man, I wonder if you guys can help me. I wonder if you can help me. This is what a new patient appointment looks like. We sit down with everybody. We go over health history, health goals, and we do a full nervous system evaluation, posture, range of motion, nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays. Normally, it's $140 if you're to walk in off the street, but if you're listening right now to the show and you want to schedule an appointment right now and you call right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, my team will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. If you do get a voicemail, please leave a message. We're getting bombarded with calls. The number to call again is 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We do have a lot of callers over the break, so if you did get a voicemail about scheduling a new patient appointment, please leave your message, leave your name, phone number, and a way to contact you, and we will get back to you. We just know that people are in dire need of what we do in our clinic, and we know that week in, week out, we're seeing more and more people get answers in our clinic, and that's what we want. We want people to have answers. We want to put the power of choice when it comes back to your health into your hands and not to a prescription's hands, right? A medication hand, or just, you know, a surgery, or Medicare or insurance. We want to put it back into your hands, okay? Because we know that you want to be healthy. We know you want to be well, but some people just don't know where to go to get it. And so our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of jump back to what we were talking about a little bit. Last segment was kind of history. We're doing a little history lesson there, weren't we?
Yeah, that was good.
So, you know, back in the day, back when our ancestors were roaming around, you know, they were in the stress.
Roaming.
They were roaming. They were nomadic.
That's right.
You know, and they had to deal with, usually it was animals, you know, that had put them in a stressful state. They had to deal with that, or, you know, poisonous plants or whatnot. And so they were in that, they had that sympathetic state when, you know, that bear came after them. And so, that was an important thing, right? When you're in that sympathetic state, your blood pressure goes up, your heart rate goes up, your eyes dilate, and everything can work. And that's how it should be, so that we can get away. And fast forward to now, our culture, we hear a lot of people, you know, they call in or they come to the clinic with, I have a lot of chronic stress, or they have anxiety or whatever it is. And they're in that sympathetic dominant state all the time, every day. And it's really sad and it breaks our hearts, and we just want to do everything we can. And then what we do is we get to the cause of it, usually what's in the nervous system. We get that corrected. And it's amazing to see when that pattern breaks and what happens, and the light comes on. And, you know, when people come in the clinic, we teach them about, you know, getting their spine corrected and the subluxation, which is, you know, the misalignment in the spine. But that's, you know, that word also means, lux means light, and sub means less than. So when someone's, you know, subluxated, their light is less, you know, and so if they're in stress, they're not able to experience life like they should be, and like we talked about with wellness. And so that's what we want to do. We want to turn their power on, make sure that you have light in your life, and then we're going to break that pattern of that sympathetic dominant state that most of us are walking around with, and it's just crazy. Even kids are walking around that way, and it saddens me. But also, there's also answers, and we always have to, like I said before, keep that in the forefront of your mind that you can heal.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like last segment, we talked about Sam, who was definitely in a sympathetic state, you know, CPA, early 50s, acid reflux, upper back pain. You know, now that he came to our clinic, he goes, yeah, things kind of roll off my shoulders a little bit differently than it used to. I'm not as stressed. I, of course, my acid reflux is gone, upper back pain is gone, and he's got his life back, man. I mean, and so, you know, we these positive stories, these testimonies that we share, is for celebration, right? It's to teach you guys that there is hope. And my hope and prayer every week is that these stories touch one of you and maybe someone in your family and get you to understand that there's other answers out there. And with what we're doing in our clinic, I mean, we're seeing tremendous testimonies of people healing left and right, people getting off medications, people canceling surgeries, people referring in their medical doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners coming to our clinic. And so we know that when people are getting care, under our care in our clinic here in Rock Hill, Missouri, we know that they're going to be experiencing better health and healing. And so even if you just come to our office, you see people, we see a ton of people, but you see people coming in, maybe they're down, maybe they're stressed, maybe they're tired, and they walk out with a smiling face. They're happy. I mean, they're happy, they're energetic, they got their power turned on. And so we know that healing comes from that. That with what we do in our clinic isn't just a back pain, neck pain clinic. You guys, we are focused on full function, full healing, so that you can experience true health the way God intended it to. We know that every single patient that comes in our office is fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that there's a symphony of cellular reactions happening every single millisecond, and you don't have to will it. It just happens for you, which is incredible. And so we know that if we unleash the potential from the inside out, if we take pressure off the spinal cord, by removing the interference in the spine, the body's going to do one thing, and that means it's going to heal. Unfortunately, in our culture, though, we're taught that it's okay to be broken. It's okay to be lose our health prematurely. It's okay to be on multiple medications. And so, you know, if you look at some of the numbers out there, that it's 1 in 1,000 people make it to age 60 on no meds with no diagnosis. Can you imagine that? 1 in 1,000, and it's 1 in 10,000 couples make it to age 60 on no meds no diagnoses. And so, I mean, think about that. I mean, that's insane. So if you're a couple that's 60 or over and you guys aren't taking medications, or you don't have a chronic disease that's been diagnosed, listen, you're 1 in 10,000 people. I mean, that's insane. Like, and so think about that. Think about our culture. Think about America, how we're going in the wrong direction. And if we start to look up, put our blinders on and realize that what's happening around us in our health isn't working. It's just not working in our culture. I mean, guys, I use this story every time, but on the way to and from the gym in the morning, there's a line into Manchester from McDonald's. I mean, literally, there's people lined up to get sick at McDonald's. I mean, that just blows my mind. Like, it's just a power of choice. It's what you do with your health by the decisions that you make that's going to yield the outcomes that you either desire or that you don't want. And it's as simple as that. Our culture makes it difficult to be well, but it's as simple as making the right choices that we need to get the results that we desire.
Yeah, what's crazy and what really gets me like jazzed up and for my mission, for what I want to do, you know, in the community, is that it's the people that are thought of that don't take the medication or not on those things or not having to have surgeries. They're weird. It's just weird to have that mindset in our culture. And what we want to do is drive the culture of, you know, it's weird if you're taking medications, you're having surgeries unnecessarily and things like that. And that's a vision that we want to have for our culture, what we want to have for our communities, and also for our nation. Is, you know, our nation is, we spend the most on drugs in the world. There's only 350 million of us Americans, but we spend, you know, what we take, 80% of the world's drugs. That's just mind-boggling. When I found that out, I just couldn't believe it. So I researched it and I found them numbers, and it's just crazy to think of that. Yeah. And I want it to be the opposite. I want it to be the opposite. And that's why we're here on the radio show here today.
Yep. Doing something different to get different results. You know, we did that with, there's a lady we actually love. Her name's Berkeley. And we actually met her at a lunch and learn. We do lunch and learns a couple times a month. And so what we do is we cater a healthy meal at a local corporation or a local church or school. And with her, we met her at her job, and she met us. She goes, listen, I'm having numbness and tingling in my hands, and it bothers me most at night when I'm sleeping. She goes, I just thought it was the way I'm sleeping. And I go, how often does it happen, Berkeley? And she said, well, every night. I go, so you sleep bad every night? Like, you sleep in a bad position every night? She goes, well, I guess so. And no one's ever asked me that question. And I go, do you wake up tired? She goes, yeah, I wake up tired every night. And numbness and tingling happens for about an hour after I wake up, and nothing seems to be helping it. And I go, has anyone ever looked at your lower neck? And she goes, why do you ask? I go, because those nerves that come out of your lower neck, they go to your hands. And if the nerves are being damaged or compressed, it's just going to cause the numbness and tingling in the hands throughout the night and even throughout the day. So let's see what your x-rays look like. So we did a full set of x-rays on her when she came into the clinic, and we saw disc space degeneration in her lower neck. And from the side, we all have to have a 45-degree curve from the side. It should be in the shape of a C. And what's crazy is that her curvature was 0 degrees. She lost 100% of the curvature in her cervical spine, which has taken years to get there. She goes, well, I know what caused this. I had 4 car accidents. I go, and what did you do about it afterwards? She said, nothing. I go, well, then it's been getting worse over time. She goes, yeah, so is my numbness and tingling. And so what happened is we started to correct her spine. We started to take pressure off the disc spaces and the joints and the nerves, and therefore her numbness and tingling went away. She goes, you know, it's crazy, Dr. Nick. Now I'm sleeping better. My hormones are better. I'm not having any more hot flashes. I didn't even tell you I was having hot flashes. And my numbness and tingling is gone. Like, I have no numbness and tingling, and I'm waking up with more energy than I have in years. And so I wonder how many people are listening right now who know that they have numbness and tingling in their hands, but they're not doing anything about it. And so Berkeley, all it took for her to do is coming into the clinic. She had to come into the clinic to see if we could help. And so our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're listening right now and you say, man, I have numbness and tingling, I need to see if these docs can help me. Normally, to come into our clinic for a new patient exam and a full set of x-rays is $140. But if you're listening right now and you call and schedule right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to call right now. So when you call, my team will answer the phone. They'll get you scheduled, and we'll actually take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. If you do get a voicemail, leave a message. We're getting bombarded with calls. We will call you right back. The number to call is 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We are your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. If you've never been to our clinic website, check it out. We got some awesome resources on there for you. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're right in between Steinmart, Lucky's Market, Club Fitness, right on the back end of the newer development over there. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. And I'll be honest with you guys, this is one of our best shows that we've had. We've had an enormous amount of people calling in, texting in. It's been insane to see people wanting to get well and healthy. And you know what? If there's a lot of times people call in and say, I never call into the radio shows, but what you said makes sense. I feel like you were speaking to me. And so I just want to make sure you guys hear me loud and clear that if you have that urge, if you have that nudge, it's time that you pick up the phone and call. The number to call is 314-586-6100, 314-586-6100.
Yeah, just talking about what we did last segment about being in that sympathetic dominant state is something that, you know, we try to avoid, most of us. You know, we go massage, we do meditation, we do all those things to avoid that state of mindset so that our bodies can heal. But a lot of times it's hard to even plan that. It's hard to prevent that. And so, you know, the listeners listening right now, I commend you for, you know, actually doing something to try to get out of that state, to listen to something that can give you hope, to listen to something that can give you the healing, and to give you that drive, to give you that that mindset to that you can heal. We talked about earlier too, you know, how our bodies aren't broken. You know, we hear it in the medical model, allopathic model, when we go to the doctor a lot of times, hey, we're gonna have to get you to this point, that's as far as we can get you, or here's a cure. But then when our bodies break down, we feel like we must be broken. But I want to tell you guys, what you're doing right now is listening and trying to find that hope and understand healing and understand how your body heals. Then your mind can switch. You can turn a switch in your mind that yes, this will happen, and yes, your body will start to heal. It's amazing the mind power that we have within ourselves. And one thing that I love to see is kids. And the reason is they don't talk about symptoms a whole lot. They don't usually have those symptoms, but when they're having these issues, whether it's gut issues or neurological issues, ADHD or things like that, you can see it in their minds and eyes that they are in a state of stress and they don't want to be. And it's just crazy to see that when they break that pattern through spinal correction, when we break that pattern, then the light comes on in their eyes and they're able to socialize better. They're able to be with mom and dad better. They're able to get through trials, which we all have trials in life. They're able to get through it better. And that's what really gets me going is seeing, you know, when kids are out of that stressful state and they're able to thrive and continue to thrive. And then, you know, they're able to be with their grandparents, be with their moms and dads in a way that they should be. And that's where we really want to get people is to have full health, full healing within their bodies. And that it comes to their nervous system and dealing with that.
Yeah, guys, you know, it's just when we see it happen day in, day out of people healing and functioning, whether it's with our bodies, our staff, our team's bodies, our kids' bodies, our spouse's bodies, when we see the healing potential reach, and the healing potential is never an arrival point, but it's always continuously evolving and changing, that's when we know there's hope for you. Because if our bodies can evolve and change with the decisions that we make and the lifestyle choices that we focus on, then we know it can happen for our patients who've never really fully experienced health and healing. And so, you guys, our office is designed to reach the unreached and to reach the masses of people to gain true health and healing abundantly. And so, listen, if you are a person that's has never really focused on your health, or maybe you've struggled to focus on your health and you know that you have symptoms that you want to see if we can help you with, it starts from the nervous system. It starts in the spine. If your spine is not healthy, we're missing everything, guys. Listen, it's the master control system. It's where the healing potential comes from. The function comes from inside your body, not from the outside in, but from within your body. That the signals from the brain have to travel to your organs, cells, and tissues that 100%, no other way. And so I want to make sure that you know that regardless of how long or how many years or you've neglected your health or ignored your health, I should say, that there, if you've lifestyled your way into it and if you've damaged your spine over time, and we start to correct the damage of the spine, we start to correct your lifestyle, the body will heal itself. The body will start to heal itself, and that's when transformation happens. That's when miracles happen every single day. And so in our office, we're expectant. We're expectant of miracles to happen. We're expectant of people to experience true health and healing without the bondage of sickness, symptoms, disease, maybe poor genetic history, maybe later years in life. But we know that that your body's never going to stop healing. It's always wanting to heal for you. It's always wanting to function for you. And so we have to look at nervous system, the spine, to, because that's the key to, that's the key to health. That's the answer. We got to start from the inside out. And so guys, like, listen, there's hope. You're never too broken. You're never too far gone. You're never just pieced together and your organs function separately. No, everything's working together. There's a symphony of cellular reactions working every single millisecond of the day. And so if we start to take into account that the one thing that controls it all, which is the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system, and we start to protect the spine, correct the spine, and so it protects our nervous system, then the body will heal abundantly. It will heal abundantly. Whether you believe it or not, it works. Whether you believe it or not, it works. It's a fact. It's like gravity. Gravity's not a belief. It's a fact. It's a law. Well, look at medical research. They say that the brain, spinal cord, nervous system has to be in proper position, and the spine has to be in proper structure in order for us to heal and function. Why? Because the medical doctors and the research shows that the spine protects everything, and the spine is what controls the function of the biomechanics of the body, the structure of the body. The nervous system is what controls the function. So if the structure impedes or damages or interferes the function of the nervous system, the body will not be healthy, but it will actually be sick, symptomatic, and diseased over time. It's as simple as that. And so if we don't ever see what our spine looks like, we're missing everything. We're missing everything. We can't overlook the spine. We have to look at the spine for health and healing. That's the answer.
It's crazy to think that we go through life, we slip, we fall, we do all these things to ourselves, and we don't look at the spine. You know, yeah, we can't see it, just like we see our teeth every day. But we focus on that. We go get our teeth cleaned. We do it every day. We'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars just to straighten them up to make them look good. But our spine is housing the most important system in our body, which controls every cell, tissue, and organ. And it covers up the most important place that can provide that healing. It provides healing throughout our body. And if there's any impingement, any interference, anything like that in that system, then we have to get it checked. And so, you know, people come into the office, they're there for spinal correction, but they're also there to maintain and to make sure that their spine is being checked on a weekly or biweekly basis so that they never get into that sympathetic dominant state ever again. They don't want to be in that state ever again because they've seen it, they've lived it, and they don't want to do it ever again. And so with people that are dealing with that now, if you're in that state, I just encourage you to call and to see if we can help you.
Yeah, so guys, I mean, this is the thing is that, you know, we've covered a lot of amazing testimonies on today's show. We talked about John, who suffered with low back pain, and he didn't like his golf game because of it. It was way more than the golf game. See, I think about when people come into the clinic with a symptom, I know if nothing's done about it, it's going to get worse over time. And with John, it's exactly what was happening. His low back pain was getting worse. Well, we started to apply chiropractic care to his spine and correcting that. And his spine, his low back pain is completely gone. His golf game is better than ever before, and he's gaining range of motion back. His wife even said that he has better posture now, which is awesome. Oh, and by the way, he's not snoring anymore, so his wife loves us because of that, which is awesome. Also, we talked about Sam, who suffered with upper back and shoulder tension, CPA, super stressed, always in a fight or flight state when it comes to his hormones and his body. And so he was in chronic discomfort and pain. And over time, it had led into gut issues to where he was having to take acid reflux medication every day and having to rely on that to really just to function. And his acid reflux now is completely gone. His upper back pain and shoulders, his shoulder pain is completely gone, and he has more energy. I can't tell you how happy Sam is because he was one of those people that didn't believe in chiropractic care. And I told him straight to his face, it doesn't matter if you believe in it. It's going to work regardless. And of course, it has. It has. We talked about Berkeley, who suffered with numbness and tingling in her hands, especially when she was sleeping, but it was waking her up at night. And even in the morning, it was bothering her. And so she goes, this is something that keeps getting worse. Nothing's getting better. On the x-rays, we saw damage in her cervical spine, which no one had ever looked at. And we started getting her spine corrected. We started taking pressure off the nerves in the lower neck, which then, of course, started to keep the numbness and tingling from bothering her. So now she has no more numbness and tingling. Her neck tightness is gone. Her numbness and tingling is non-existent. And Berkeley has her life back. Berkeley has her life back. You know, and guys, the best testimonies are the things that we never have to experience. The best testimonies are the things we never have to experience. And so, you know, the bad stories, the negative stories, right? And lastly, I'll finish with this testimony. His name is James. James came into the office, and he has done a lot of things right with his lifestyle. He was working out all the time, eating great food, detoxing, taking a lot of our supplements even before he came in as a patient. But he had this horrible sciatica, the sciatica that was just wouldn't go away, kept getting worse. Kept getting worse and worse and worse, and James came into the clinic and he goes, "Listen, Dr. Nick, like it's hard for me to walk. It keeps getting worse. Do you think you can help me?" And I said, "Well, let's see what your spine looks like." And so we sat down with him. We looked at really what would have contributed to the sciatica, and it turns out he had a desk job for years, and that pressure on the lower back was causing the sciatica. We checked out his range of motion, his posture. We did a nerve system scan, and then we did a full set of X-rays. And so in the lower back from the side, you must have a 45-degree curve in your lower back from the side, and his was at 0 degrees. He had lost 100% of the curve in his lumbar spine, which is putting damaging pressure not only on the disc spaces but also the joints and the nerves, specifically the sciatic nerve, going down his right leg. And so what had happened is we said, okay, well, from years of neglect and sitting and damaging this, that's what's led you to where you are today, but I know we can help you. I know it's correctable, James. And so we started to get James corrected, getting his spine adjusted, doing specific spinal rehab to hold the adjustments in place longer. And after about 2 months of care, James' sciatica completely vanished. And he was able to walk as long as he wanted to walk. He was able to sit as long as he wanted to sit. But James got his life back. Why? Because we restored the function of his nervous system so his body could heal the way it's designed to heal. And so therefore, he can actually experience life to how he wants to experience it, right? Walking, sitting, traveling, all those things, right? And so it all started with him coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening right now and you say, man, I have sciatica, I want to see if these guys can help me. Normally to come into our clinic and get x-rays, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now and schedule right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. Thanks so much for tuning into the show this week. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much. Higher and higher, baby. It's a little-